Today in Afghanistan, the ruling Taliban militia reportedly fired rockets into two of the world's most revered artistic, religious, and cultural treasures. Two statues of Buddha carved out of the sides of mountains have reportedly been smashed to pieces. Those statues date back to the 3rd and 5th centuries and stood well over 100 feet tall. One of them is the tallest standing Buddha in the world, or was. A religious edict handed down this week called for the elimination of all statues in Afghanistan that depict people or animals. Muslim clerics there have called them idols and therefore an insult to Islam. The world has been powerless to stop this destruction, and reporters have had a difficult time getting into Afghanistan to verify any of what's happening. And NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
The international community has been here before. In 1997, the Taliban made similar threats about destroying the statues, many of them reminders of when Afghanistan was a center of Buddhist learning long before Islam arrived in the country. That time around, the Taliban decided not to go ahead. This time, however, it appears to be serious. The Taliban's Information and Culture Minister, Qudratullah Jamal, told reporters in Kabul today that the two Bamiyan Buddhas, carved into the side of a cliff more than 14 centuries ago, are being taken apart bit by bit, that the heads and legs are already gone, and that the remaining parts will soon follow. His statement could not be independently verified. The Taliban has restricted access to the area. The information minister also told reporters that demolition is underway at several other historic sites in Herat, Ghazni, and Kabul. All this despite a visit to Kabul 2 days ago by the UN Special Envoy to Afghanistan, Francis Vendrell, who says he asked the Taliban not to carry out the edict, and he says offered alternatives, such as shipping the statues out of the country rather than destroying them. Vendrell also says he conveyed an offer from the Metropolitan Museum of Art to buy some of the statues.
I warned the Taliban that the consequences would be extremely negative for the Taliban if this edict were carried out. I proposed to them some ideas that might prevent these objects from being destroyed. But I must say I also received no assurances that the edict would not be carried out.
Estimates of the number of statues in Afghanistan vary, but they are thought to number in the thousands, and their loss, says UNESCO's Director of Cultural Heritage, Lyndall Pratt, would be a tragedy.
There were a number of significant Buddha images in the National Museum in Kabul. We don't know whether they're still there, whether they've been taken away, or whether they've been already destroyed. There are also a number of smaller images throughout the country, often of great aesthetic merit, which are not anymore the subject of veneration, so it's not as if they're a threat to Islam, to the belief itself. But nonetheless, it looks as if they are being destroyed as well.
The Taliban's decision to destroy the statues has been roundly condemned by the international community, especially in predominantly Buddhist countries such as Sri Lanka, Thailand, and Nepal. It has also been condemned by many predominantly Muslim countries, worried that the Taliban's action was embarrassing Islam. Even neighboring Pakistan, one of only three countries which recognizes the Taliban as the legitimate government of Afghanistan, has voiced its disapproval. Shamshad Ahmad is Pakistan's ambassador to the United Nations.
We fully share the sentiment of the international community about this ill-advised decision of the government in Afghanistan for destruction of historical artifacts. And we have, in fact, already joined the international community in appealing to the government in Afghanistan to rescind their decision.
The Taliban has offered no official reason for deciding to go ahead with the demolition now, but many diplomats and other observers say it may be a response to the hardline groups' increasing isolation in the international community, particularly after new sanctions against the Taliban took effect in January, after the militia refused to turn over the accused Saudi terrorist Osama bin Laden. Again, Pakistan's ambassador to the United Nations, Shamshad Ahmad.
This is in a way an act of desperation. I'm not providing any justification for their acts. I'm saying that when people are ostracized, isolated politically, economically, socially, culturally, how can you then expect them not to react in a desperate manner?
Nonetheless, the Taliban's action, if in fact they have gone ahead, is only likely to further antagonize an international community already angered by the Taliban's strict interpretation of Islam, the restrictions it places on the activities of women, and its inability to provide for its people, a task made more difficult by a severe drought and an ongoing civil war that has left hundreds of thousands homeless. Gabrielle de Tejier is Italy's ambassador to Pakistan and a member of the Society for the Preservation of Afghanistan's Cultural Heritage.
We are very shocked at what is going on about the statues in Afghanistan, but we must not forget that the problem is very, very general. It has to do with the life of the people, the basic human rights of those people and those women, their food, their liberty to conduct a life that it can be called, a decent life for the future. The absolute stupid decision to destroy the statues is only a symptom of a very, very general malaise. It's a country where nothing is really going the way it should go. And the international community in general should address all the problems together and see if something can be done.
Pierre LaFrance, a special UNESCO envoy, is scheduled to travel to Afghanistan tomorrow for talks with the Taliban leadership in hopes of getting the order rescinded if it's not already too late. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.